I'm trying to find the pause button. Shit. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Otaku Reboot podcast. Today we're going to be talking about some stuff and you're going to get into it. So that's that. Let's say hello to our co-host from America, the one and only JT. Say hello.
Hi guys out there, ready for some great talk of anime and things.
Yay. That's basically Otaku Reboot for you. It's always going to be random craziness like Efficos, as usual. Today we're going to be pretty much talking about Rock Lee, the spin-off show, which you can get pretty much anywhere really, but we recommend that you get it from the legal sites. As well, we're going to be talking about a bit about Toonami since it's come back in the US, which I'm still upset by it. It's not coming to the UK, but it's okay, it's all good. So we've got Dragon Ball Z, so screw all you all. And
we've had it for like years. I mean, just saying. I think we've had more re-releases than anything.
Yep, and the UK just gets it because we're awesome as well. Since it's been 5 years in a blooming making, but we won't get into that. But that's pretty much it, as well as a big announcement and our anime weekly picks, which we'll talk about that idea when we get to it. But got anything you want to say before we start this baby?
Now let's get right to it.
Okay, let's get on it. Boom, 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 boom.
No.
Hey guys, it's time now for the Rock Lee spin-off show discussion. Before we do discuss it, we'll talk about how this came to be, really, pretty much, what line it took over, so you can understand why people might get a little bit angry about it before we watch it. Pretty much, this took over the Bleach lineup, which now means Bleach has ended like 3 months ago now or so, 2 months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. This was like the first show I think Toonami announced in it. Not Toonami, Crunchyroll 9th simulcast. And yes, it did take over the Bleach time slot. And the way this manga, what happened was that Shonen Jump decided to create another magazine to where it's all spin-off series. Like they have this one of Naruto, they have a Chopper Man one. It's like a little, you know, Chopper superhero one. Somebody else draws, but it's based on Oda's designs. Which it's very popular. Like, people read it. Like, people say, you know, say, hey, sometimes it's better than Naruto this week, you know, the actual series. And people, you know, read it, and online I've seen a little discussions about it, and it got licensed
by the company.
By the company. And it started in April, which took over Bleach's time slot, and it focuses on Rock Lee and, you know, Konoha, Leaf Village, you know, ventures, and life in the Leaf Village. And I really like this show. Go on about it a bit.
This is pretty much like a comedy kind of style, kind of high style. So it's pretty much not exactly the same as Shippuden. So you're not gonna get, you know, Naruto beating one person. It's more of like a comedy based kind of thing. The first episode.
I would kind of compare it to like some of the Naruto, like not like the 100 episode filler saga, but like some of the like the episodes in between, like the original Naruto series, like when, you know, Team 7, they're trying to reveal Kakashi's mask. That's kind of what I see in this series, which are, you know, some pretty good episodes, and I think the jokes, you know, are pretty good too. You know, it's a good series, I must say.
It's that they don't try to make him, because the first episode, I will say, it was pretty bad. Wasn't funny. It was a little bit cheesy. I think it was more because they're pretty much based on children. Pretty much they're trying to establish, but
I mean,
it did what it did. Like the second pass saved it in a way, but it just, you know, the first episode should always, but the second episode then really made it better. It was more funner. It stick to maybe being very Naruto-ish in a way where they'll talk about like the Sharingan, or they'll talk about Neji. Like there's so many little episodes where they'll try and keep to one thing. For example, one was just a Neji episode where they will talk about why Rock Lee hates him, wants to beat him, and one of them would be about Kakashi or Rock Lee's sensei
guy, you know. And the thing about the show that I like is they do flesh out the characters way, way more than Naruto Shippuden. But you have to remember, with Naruto Shippuden, at least at this point in recent years, they really haven't had much time to, you know, chill time in the village, you know, after, say, the pain arc they had, Kage Summit, and the war, you know. So it's been, like, non-stop action to where you haven't had this time to character build and everything. I don't think I remember this type of stuff since at least before the Pain Dry fight. I won't spoil anything other than that.
Well, just when Jiraiya, well, pretty much is still in the manga, so
yeah, so
it's in English dub, so you probably would have watched it by now by Disney, but the UK won't get that until box set 12 maybe, if I'm lucky. I'm guessing it's from
12,
box 11 to box 12 is one with it.
Yeah, it's either 12. I think 12 is the right one. But it's the way things are with the this show. It's comical. It's, you know, it really is. It has good heart to it, and I think it fleshes out the characters well, even more than Shippuden. And it's different fleshing out. It's not like Shippuden to where it's a lot emotional, you know, that. It's more this fun side, you know. And some characters like Neji or Tenten, well, that really don't get spotlight in Shippuden, you know, get some time. It really, like, the main characters here with Rock Lee, you know.
Very true.
So that's really what's nice, I think.
I totally agree. I think it's more due to the fact that maybe people were complaining that people like Tenten or Neji, like Neji's a big example because he was pretty much Naruto's fight with, and they just really didn't get into him. It was more to do with Hinata, and even that to a less extent, they really never really did much. It was mainly Naruto, maybe Sasuke here and there. And that's pretty much it, the Shippuden. That's why something like Rock Lee is pretty much reestablishing newer characters, in the sense that Hinata will have an episode. They're doing lesser known characters, so you get to love them more. Neji, though.
You say lesser known. These are still the main characters. If you look at the show, the main characters Shippuden are the Konoha 11, you have Naruto, all the teams.
But I mean, Sasuke, like, when it,
the Akatsuki. I mean, that's, you know, the main characters, really. And you would think, I mean, they've all had the little time I'll have an arc to where, you know, they have, you know, Team 10, you know, like Shikamaru and all of them, they have an arc, you know, which is kind of focused on them, then another arc here. But they really hadn't time to really, like, develop as much, which I don't think he's given enough to some of these characters, like, especially, like Rock Lee, who... so it's a very good thing that, you know, series like this exist.
Especially, I would have said if this wasn't, if Gintama or something like that, you know, can do it, I think it's more due to the fact that I think Naruto does it quite well. It does some Gintama-esque jokes somewhere.
Yes.
But, you know, even like the funniest thing, which the Hokage, is pretty much like drunk up when she's doing the Olympics. That is so funny, you know, you're seeing her, I don't care, you've got to have
fun. Love...
And that's all she says, like, throughout the show. That's something simple and it's funny, and it just keeps on going, and it's just things like that make sense. But even...
This is probably, I would say, most like, Bobo, if you've ever seen the show, because it's random. It's the art style is somewhat similar, which I like. They're both gag mangas, but they'll have a charm about it. You can do a gag manga, but it has to have a charm about it that you like, you know. Because not everything can, you know, be a Gintama where you're laughing on the floor at some of the stuff they do, you know. It has to have, you know, some good charm to it. And that's what I think I like about this series a lot. It has charm. Rock Lee is a good main character, you know. He's lovable. He's the hard worker. You know, he's like Naruto, would, you know. Yeah. I think he's a more...
I can
a little
agree.
Flesh out. You know, this series really does a good job of all that.
I totally agree. We'll end it off on a good note. Would we recommend this to a friend or someone who's into the series?
If you're into it, well, it depends who you are, you know. If you love Naruto, if you love, like, Naruto Shippuden, the battles, and, you know, all that, and you don't like as much some of the stuff, you know, the character building, some of the scenes in between, I don't think I would recommend this to you, but this is for the Naruto fan that is just loves the characters, wants to see more of Konoha and everything. That's the fan, you know, I'd recommend this to. What about you, Ben?
I would recommend this to most comedian fans, if you're like having a good laugh and want to know, I would have said this is the most easiest way to get people into Naruto, in a sense, because it's
somewhat. I mean, I still think I give them the regular series, because the way this is set up, it's a completely different entity, and they kind of introduce the characters and everything a bit. But you still, you know, you still want that at least that part one basis to build on. Although I think it does a good job of introducing the characters and giving you the knowledge to you can relate to them.
Very true. But I also would recommend it if you want to, like, have a bit of a break off Naruto, like a little bit, and just want some difference as well. If it's being chibi, so you put like chibi stuff, you're gonna get into the series. And also if you're into not, wouldn't say into childish humor, but to extent, like it being some funny comic. You've got to be into comedy as well, but I recommend this to someone who is into Naruto, but not into for the fight, but more into character development, but more into anything in general like that, really. And also, I'd recommend it to an casual fan as well of anime, really, because
I think a casual anime fans could enjoy the series a lot. You know, it's not very, you know, they're very episodic, where you don't have to as much watch all of them to get into the series. Like, I could play episode one of the recent episodes, and you could pretty much understand it if you have, you know, a decent knowledge of the character. you know, just a little bit info on the character, you know, which that's something I like, especially if this goes to be a long-running anime series.
Which they said they will be.
I think at least last a year, to at least a year, so, you know, 50-something episodes. And, but yeah, I think the series is good for those fans. And like I said, if you like something like that, if you're like a Bobobo fan, like I am, because I've got the set, if you would love I think would like this show. It's similar art style, you know, similar gags, you know, it's just out there and wacky, although Bobobo takes it to an extreme. I don't think we'll ever see a kid. So
that's pretty much it in a nutshell, as Rock Lee would say. Oh, actually, Rock Lee would kick me in the face and then tell me to go home. But with JT, he probably get, I guess, the Rasengan, I guess, since we'll be talking about why I'm thinking about that later on when we talk about the special announcement.
Of course.
So that's it, pretty much. Next, we're going to be talking about the one and only Toonami returning. Stay tuned.
Adult Swim. I got the results of the test back. I definitely have April Fools.
Receiving Uploading video for broadcast. All right, Tom. We're ready.
I love this job.
Okay, pretty much now, this is going to be JT's segment talking about Toonami, so I'll just be relaxing, watching some anime whilst he's talking about it.
Very fun. You're helping out. Anyway, so let me explain a little history out there for the people that have been under a rock for a couple months. Toonami was brought back as an April Fool's joke by Adult Swim. And they aired stuff like Big O, Gundam, Dragon Ball Z, Yu Yu Hakusho, Cowboy Bebop. I think that might have been Dragon Ball. Yeah, I said that. They aired Dragon Ball that night. They aired a couple shows that night. And a lot of people, especially like on Twitter, were like, hey, you know, this is, let's bring Toonami back. And they started a big campaign, you know, every Saturday night. You'd see on my thing, bring back Toonami, and even like people like Steve Bloom, the voice actor of Tom, you know, supporting this. And eventually, we get a message from Adult Swim saying, hashtag Toonami's back, bitches. And that's the start. And that was on the 16th. So Toonami's come back as a late night Adult Swim anime block. It's nice. I must admit, has been very good. The lineup they got on is Bleach, Dead Man Wonderland, Cashin Sins, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, Cowboy Bebop, and Ghost in the Shell. Now, Bleach has been in filler. It's Bleach is Bleach. I don't need to talk about that. The two shows I want to talk about are Cashin Sins and Dead Man Wonderland, the two new shows on the lineup, since Bebop, Brotherhood, and Kogi has been airing for a while now, on repeat, pretty much, from the show. So, first off, the Dead Man Wonderland, a very hyped show. It's not coming out here in the States for a while, so this is airing before it comes out on DVD Blu-ray, which is very interesting. And what it's about this kid who somebody murders his entire classroom and pins it on him, and he gets sent to this correctional facility, Dead Man Wonderland, like the title. And he He's wrongly blamed for the crime and everything, and eventually he meets this girl who I can't remember the name, and she protects him from these criminals, and he eventually, the guy who attacked him gave him this power, which we're still not sure yet. We're only like 3 episodes in here, and so it's like this prison, it's pretty much a screwed up correctional facility, and that the way they keep the inmates is that every 3 days you need to eat this candy. Now, you could buy it, you could steal it from people, you can do whatever. As long as every 3 days you eat this candy, you can remain alive. And, you know, they win them in games. They put them in, like, prisoner fights or prisoner races, you know, for entertainment for these people. And all that. So, it's very interesting show. I like it so far. The dub, I think, far, it's a very dark show, that, you know, I still do like it, very much. So, and the other show that they've aired is Cash and Sins, and this is like a more like a post-apocalyptic wasteland. And this guy, Cashin, is apparently responsible for these robots dying in, like, this breakdown or something, mass breakdown. And he's, like, this symbol of death, as he calls himself, and that these, you know, these people, everybody meets him, pretty much dies. After they meet him, like, he goes to this colony of robots who've accepted, you know, the ruin, as they call it. And, you know, they all go crazy when they realize, you know, he's not affected by it. So, it's this, you know, the beautiful, beautifully animated. I wish I had HD, Cartoon Network HD here, because I would love to watch this in HD, because the artwork is simply stunning.
Is it kind of old visual kind of style? Like,
it's
cyberpunk?
It's sort of old, but it's a semi-old style, but it just looks so beautiful. Like, okay. This is, like, one of the things I want to buy this on Blu-ray and watch it, like, the whole thing, because I just want to watch it. I can put it on mute. I could just, like, listen to music. I can do whatever. I can just watch the art style. That's how nice it is. No knock on any of the other anime on the show, but that's a lot of the visual appeal to it.
Okay.
And the dub cast is good. I like Cashin's voice. One of the characters introduced this week, you know, this roaming human. I don't know who's the voice actor for him, but it's very good. And I think this is a, you know, pretty good lineup, considering Toonami is pretty underfunded, I must say. Adult Swim is really doing this on a trial basis, and that it needs viewer support and views to really do something. And it's gotten good views. Bleach had over 1 million views. Dead Man Wonderland had like 850, which was like the highest in its time slot, which is very good. Cash and Sins had like 700, you know, and it kept going down from there, which is natural. People, you know, turn off, fall asleep. I usually turn it off after Cash and Sins, just because I've seen Brotherhood, I've yet to see Ghost in the Shell or Cowboy Bebop, so I don't want to jump into the middle of the series, unfortunately. Really, the series is done very well, and I really like the artwork style. The dub's very good too. Eric Vale does Cashern, and I really like him. You know, they got the usual team. I forget if one of No, Tatum wasn't on this. I thought Tatum was like the guy they just showed, but it's like, no, wait. Different person, unfortunately. It seemed like a Tatum, a J. Michael Tatum character. But,
oh, okay, okay. So pretty much, like, is this like maybe they've done work with Funimation, maybe getting the licenses for the actual for Cartoon Network?
Yeah.
Or?
I mean, the Funimation, this block is almost dominated by Funimation stuff.
Okay, so then
if you look at the three out of the six shows, Brotherhood, Catcher, and Dead Man Wonderland, the two new shows, are all Funimation properties. Bebop, I think it's like Miramax.
Is it Bandai? Did you got it from now? Cowboy Bobby Mix?
It might be Bandai, actually. I don't know.
I think it's Bandai for the US who got the distribution.
Yeah, that might be it. I thought it was Miramax. Maybe they did the movie. I'm not very sure. So they have that, and Viz has Bleach. Ghost in the Shell, I'm unsure about. But it's a very
second gig. It'd be the second season. Sorry.
Yeah, second season. I'm not very sure, but you know, it's a very Funimation dominated block, which I mean a lot of people predicted, and it's done well. You know, people. Toonami says it's done well. It's got rating. You know, it was trending when it first aired. Dead Man Wonderland and Cash and Sins was trending on Twitter, so people are watching out there. I think at least Twitter from what I saw. But it still needs the continued support. You know, it's not that the first week is going to be the telling sign. It's not going to be the third. It's not, it's going to be like, 2 months down from here, 4 months down from here. That'll be the really telling signs of Toonami.
Aniplex has got the rights for the US. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man. That's a really telling sign to Toonami. And if you want Toonami, you want new shows. You know, I've seen people, want One Piece on Toonami. Well, fine. Great. We'll watch Toonami. Because they need the money to license these shows. It's not that, Funimation would... They've said, we'd love to have so-and-so show, like Panty and Stocking or One Piece on Toonami. It's just that... Tsunami needs money. More views to get more money.
Problem is, it's like something like One Piece. It's like quite a bit of money to even try the license in the UK. Well, in the world anyway, in general. They make so much money. So if you're thinking, like, would Toei be considering even trying to put it on TV? It's
well, like, here's the thing. Tsunami aired One Piece before four kids. Funimation, I think, has a better relationship with Toonami if we look at the shows. So I think they can cut them a better deal. It's all about Toei, I think, allowing it, and it's all about Toonami having enough money to support the show. Because it's a big product. If you think about it, it's over 200 episodes, number one. It costs a lot of money to do. That's one of the main problems with licenses season 4. You know, everybody's like, well, season 4, it's a lot of money to license this show. And they licensed 200 episodes before, and now they only license like 50 or so. Because it's a lot of money, and you need support for the fans. So,
and plus, most people haven't bought Bleach, hasn't been buying One Piece as much. That's why... It's been declining for quite a while, and also you gotta consider the contract. I know we're talking about in depth, which is kind of weird of us, but things like if I was going to give JT a contract to pay for the rights for, I don't know, we'll say Dragon Ball Z for example, I have to give him money, like for example maybe 100,000 or something, to even try to say that, well, I can get you back this more money.
If it was even Dragon Ball, I need to be almost in the millions.
You also need to be guaranteeing that as well, though.
Exactly. You have to guarantee, so many views, so much money that they're making off of this. You know, it's a lot that goes into this. So it's not as simple as, hey, we want the show, let's put it on the block. You know, it takes money to license stuff, and after you license stuff, it takes money to air things, But... I mean, so I don't see Toonami's lineup changing for a couple months. It's going to air this. You know, it might add, you know, one of the classic shows.
I'd ask but, maybe giving it a little bit of a patience with them. You know, because they only got two new ones already, so all the shows are always going to be in the lineup. Maybe Dragon Ball Z won't, because it's from Toei, so that's going to be harder for them to get. But little shows like From Alchemist Brotherhood or something that's newer, you need to get newer shows, not exactly bigger.
Yeah, I don't want to rewatch Brotherhood. They've played it. I think this is like the fourth playthrough of it. I mean, you know, a little something fresher, even if it's more classic shows, you know, that they could bring up. That would be nice too, you know. But something like that would be good to have with these shows. So,
Ghost in the Shell, like second gig, that's like the second season, and that is a quite known anime, but at the end of the day, if it's going to make them money and guarantee them to be safe, you know, we've got to think of like a bit.
Safe some. Bet. Mm. At the same time, people have watched it, rewatched it.
And you can buy it pretty cheap now as well.
Exactly. A lot of things. That's why I think Dead Man Wonderland did so well, is that nobody's seen the dub. It's not out yet. You need to do stuff like that, I think.
Very true.
To get people. Mm. Because that's a sell. We are airing the dub before it comes out on DVD. I don't have to buy, you know, I don't have to buy the DVD and then just like, oh, it's on TV, you know, maybe I'll catch them when I can. You know, I want to watch it now. Doing it, so.
That's pretty much in a nutshell what we personally believe. Toonami, do we think that it'll last maybe in the next 5 years? That'll be the final question.
It's rough. I think it will last 2 years, but it all depends. It's too early to tell right now. They don't have enough shows.
I'm gonna say maybe the next 12 months. I should say then.
I think if we look back from it, like if say we go to year, it will be easier to tell. Right now, it's very baby stages, you know. So. But I see it at least, you know, lasting a good while. Because people are watching.
Which is the good thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But I can't really say much since it's not really out in the UK. So it'd be nice to get it. But I don't know. I don't think really the UK would ever get it just due to the fact that it's not popular. Anime's not as popular as it used to be. Back where Dragon Ball Z. Because that was the big boom period where... Most
Dragon Ball
things
still are a lot of
amazing shows like that. And it boomed anime, and it that's how like pretty much the rest and pretty much got the anime now, technically.
Yeah. I mean it shows like that. I mean Funimation is what it is because of Dragon Ball. You know, it's stuff like that, like that really has made shows to where they can license stuff now that you know, those shows did a lot and inspired generation fans, you know, and Toonami did help a lot with that, so.
So we can thank them, but I just, like, personally, in my opinion, I'm not too sure, because haven't seen the lineup, I don't know the future, but I think it'll last, but I think it's going to be a huge decline if it goes under so quickly. If they lose it, if they're losing more viewers each week, they need to add at least... I don't know, I would try and at least try and maybe get a new series, maybe even ask it Funimation, maybe get a license with them. Maybe
I think Funimation was pushing Panty and Stocking Garbelt, you know, a lot. I think it could be good on the show, you know. It's a lot of, I haven't seen it, but a lot of people recommend it, and the dub is new, it just came out with the first set, so I think that's a good thing to get. Toonami. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Again, you also gotta try and think, would Cartoon Network really want something like Panty and Stocking on their lineup when it's normally an action-y shonen kind of style?
And that's true. It reminds me of Shin-Chan. That worked on Adult Swim.
because it's pretty much comedy, really, pretty much.
It all depends. We're all speculating right now.
We'll find out, like, maybe six months down the line, and you can figure out where it's going to head. But I think it's positive. I'd love to see it maybe they do more to the online in the future. I think that will really help them. In a sense,
a stream could help actually, but you know,
I doubt it though. Pretty much we'll leave you with that bombshell, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls, and Harry Potter fans and anime fans. I guess I was trying to find something funny, but it didn't work. So we'll just get on the weekly picks, which we'll discuss in a moment. Yep, we're very near closing to the climax of our show, but before that, we got the weekly top picks. Yay!
Woohoo!
Well, thanks, JT, for the sarcastic enthusiasm.
It's not like you don't do it, you know.
I know, I'll be doing that.
This is true, exactly.
I'm going to do it on the announcement now for you, so that's okay.
Fine.
But,
fine, I don't care, whatever, do it.
Sure, but let's do the segment.
Alright,
pretty much it's going to be the weekly top picks. This is going to be pretty much a one reviewer per person, so it just makes it easier for us to maybe instead of doing what we've been doing with the last episode you've probably listened to. So, yeah, I think we'll allow JT to pick because he has an anime that he's dying to talk about. So why don't you divulge us with your knowledge, JT?
Okay, so it's basketball season right now. The playoffs are in action. You can see LeBron James fail in the fourth quarter. Game six for him was amazing, though.
Okay,
I gotta say. And the series I'm going to talk about is Kuroko's Basketball.
Yay.
The series is about this middle school basketball club who pretty much just dominated everybody and everything. They won, you know, 3 championships, 100 games. You know, they were just amazing. And the 5 starters...
Damn it, I need to review that.
The 5 starters each went to the different schools. But they have one guy, you know, a 6th man... that they all respected, and that's Kuroko. And so Kuroko goes to this new school, and he pairs up with American Kagame, which I don't know why they say he's American when he's Kagame as a name, but whatever. And he pairs up with him, and they attempt to become the best basketball club and beat, you know, Kuroko's previous teammates. And the show does it really well. I've not seen Slam Dunk. This makes me really want to see it. But the scenes are really good. It's sports anime, but the character building is really good. The bond with Kagame and Kuroko is very nice, I must say, to admit. And I've been trying to get Ben to watch this.
You'll never get me watching it.
I'm telling you, it's a good anime. Whatever.
Okay.
It's amazing anime. You know, this is a sports anime. You know, I'm a big sports fan. You'll see me, you know, sometimes, you know, playing, you know, Ben's seen me, you know, playing freaking NBA, you know, 2K12. I'm, you know, a big sports fan. I watch a lot of football here.
Yep.
You know, I'm watching some of the Euro Cup. I was watching that earlier.
Which was Spain versus Italy. So anyone that wants to know what date we're doing the show, so perfect.
We're watching that too. it's over. I flipped the channel. Crap, what was the game?
Yeah, it's pretty much finished in a minute anyway.
Yeah.
But going on.
Yeah, so... So yes, it's a very good anime. Character building is nice. The game, the way they play, how they do the games are really good. And, you know, the characters are very good too. I recommend this to not just sports anime fans, especially the sports anime fans, but other, you know, people in general, anime fans in general. This is a very good show that deserves more attention. So...
Okay.
And you can catch it streaming on Crunchyroll. New episodes come out every Saturday at about noon Eastern time. So.
Okay.
That's
pretty cool.
Much what I got.
I do have a question, so people might understand it. Is it a very generic kind of style where most like footballers, like for example, will like be the most dominant team and never lose a match, or is it more, or if they lose a match, but they'll eventually win again?
They haven't lost a match yet, but I think they've only been through like three.
Okay.
They've only been through three because they beat the third and fourth episode were one. Like the fifth and sixth were like different episodes, and then they got into the tournament, and they've been winning a bit.
Okay.
They advanced a couple rounds. We haven't seen, so we've only been through like three matches. So I think they're eventually going to lose to one of the five people. One of them. It's just I don't know who yet. And that's we've only seen one of them really play. Well, we've seen two, but we haven't seen him play against Kuroko and them, so.
Okay. Pretty much I can understand now then. I guess I may as well talk about what I decided to pick. I kind of did a cop-out. I was thinking about talking about a certain series we're going to talk about at the end of the show, which you can buy on the 2nd of July. But we're going to talk about Spice and Wolf since I watched it last night with a review copy. Pretty much the plot I can gather is Spice and Wolf is pretty much like a kind of medieval kind of style anime, but it has a very good plot. And pretty much it's the season one, so if anyone understand, it's pretty much like a blacksmith called Craft Lawrence who peddles around places. Like he would, for example, he'd buy grass and he'll trade it for maybe like water and then try to sell it and flog it. He meets a wolf, who is a very clever wolf, she calls herself. But she's pretty much like his companion, and it gets into it pretty much that she like has like a myth where like she like eat the cross to make him prosper. It was like a little bit of like God kind of thing. Hope that, but it pretty much does do a little bit of godly things where they find herself with a wolf where she'll get kidnapped and it really builds up. It is a 13-episode series. It's pretty decent, I would have said. I wouldn't say it's the best episode I've ever watched, but it's a very decent little show. I do recommend people do buy it. Pretty much that's how I can describe it, but I'll give you like a little bit of an insert where I found on Wiki. So, yes, I've actually looked up this stuff before saying anything, but Spice and Wolf story.
So it's about this blacksmith. I'm trying to gather from it because I haven't seen it. It's about this blacksmith who meets this like wolf demon, I would think. I'm looking at like the character designs right now too. I've not watched this. I've heard of it. I've seen it around, but watched the series.
I wouldn't say she's like that. But she's more of a, like a good person, really. She just wants to go back home. I mean, I think the main objective, really, of this anime is that she wants to go back to the north where she lived with her fellow other people. But there's like little things during the lane where, in the first few episodes, you've seen her, maybe they're doing about the silver cash, I think it was. And it's about like that as well. There was it was just very simple. I can't really remember most of the stuff because I was watching it during I was trying to sleep, so half the things I can remember this plopped out of my head. But I did watch the DVD versions. I will be reviewing that later on. It's a very decent anime. I'm not going to give you anything else about it until we eventually talk about it, since JT's got to watch it and
I'll pick it up while I'm on vacation next week.
If you can find it.
Yeah, I can find it somewhere, hopefully.
But you can pretty much pre-order it at, of course, Manga Entertainment, so like HMV, Amazon, anywhere, Play, for about $18.99. I've seen it cheap, I think. I'm not too sure if you can get it cheap anywhere else, but I think you can. It is a 13-episode series. Technically, I will not say anything else about it because I don't want to get in depth with it. The depth, because then it was the review.
Yeah, sense. You can find Spicemulf here in the States. Blu-ray and DVD for pretty much about the regular packs are about $30 each. The special edition season 2 one is $60, but it's a Blu-ray DVD combo.
Yep, I can't tell about season 2 because I haven't watched it yet.
I've not watched season 1, so I'll pick it up.
But also, I want to add, it is funny in places as well. She's like, I would have said she's like a little Naruto in a way, that she's very like stubborn.
Feisty and stubborn. Yeah. That's cool.
So it's pretty fun, and it has some funny moments, and you'll get into it. And season 2 I haven't watched yet, so please do try and watch it, but I guess it's time for the big announcement, JT. Shall we tell him?
So I'm restarting my podcast, The Great Shonen Podcast. And this show, we used to do scanlations of chapters, but we've gone official. We are going to do chapters from Shonen Jump Alpha. That means the big three, Naruto, Bleach, One Piece, Toriko. I gotta catch up with Nero, Rise of the Yokai Clan, but we will do that too eventually, and whatever series they add, like Barrage, which I haven't seen. I only read like half it so far.
So will you say that this is more of a shonen based show? It's not gonna be.
It's gonna be talking about the manga of Shonen Jump Alpha. We are not going to be up to scanlations. We are going to follow it every week. Shonen Jump Alpha, Fish, we're going to be following that. So if you complain that we're behind, complain to Shonen Jump. Complain to Shonen Jump. We're not at fault. We're trying, because this is the official thing out here, that, you have to support too, because I want to see other shows and official translations like Reborn or if Gintama got, licensed. They did a survey a couple of weeks ago, and I voted for a couple. I think I voted Beelzebub, Gintama, and Hunter x Hunter.
Gintama, I'd recommend, because this is such a funny series, and I think that's
really good. And I really want to see it officially translated, by Viz. And I'd love to see it part of Jump Alpha. And I'd love to see the manga, get picked up again. Same with Reborn, I think.
Mm.
Though they keep saying it's on hiatus more than it's cancelled, like Gintama officially was.
Well, just watch the space, then. Maybe this would be helpful for the newer shows. As well as, we're doing as well, reviews as well on... Well, with the show, DVDs.
Doing reviews on shonen shows and, shows that, One Piece, Naruto, some classic stuff too, Rurouni Kenshin, some of the Dragon Ball sets that come out, in UK now. So, we'll be doing stuff like that. So Ben's very happy because he's watchable. And all the things that are shonen shows of the anime. So we'll do that, and more on this show. So
yep, that's the big announcement, but there's no sarcastic yay, so I was gonna do it at the end of the episode. No, I don't know. Yay. That's just sarcastic.
There's sarcastic enough for me, so
okay, I'll just do it. Okay, but it's joked.
But not ready to round off, Ben?
Yeah, we're ready to round off, I guess. Okay, it's time to round off for the Otaku Rebirth. I hope you enjoyed our little discussions, what we've done today, and our top picks. I know JT is a busy monkey with the Shonen Show, which we're going to be doing quite soon. And before we go, do you have any words you want to say before we do the bat?
Just some plugs for the Shonen. You can follow it on Twitter at The Great Shonen, like us on Facebook, and email us anything you want us to do at thegreatshonen@gmail.com.
What about your YouTube channel?
If you... I'm not... Yeah, I might put up the episodes there. I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to restart the show, so it's like, you know, I'm putting that to the side for now, till like I can get the shonen back on the ground again.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. I'll be pretty much giving my cheap plugs away then. You can follow Otaku Rebirth at, you know, the Facebook, the Twitters, just look it up. Also, we're on iTunes now, finally. Calvin Ashley did his magic, I guess, from Fairy Tail, which he loves so much because he loves kittens. But, yeah, that...
Those cats are fucking cute. There's no lie. Damn it, that Happy is so goddamn cute.
Oh, he's got that, and we got Anime Chronicle. Unfortunately, we got plugged them, but they don't plug us. But you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, as well. Just enjoy podcasting in general. Or obviously, follow me on YouTube, so I'm doing more views on it. Been the quite recent video I did was the troll video. Yeah, I'd recommend if you want to know what trolls really are, just follow it on youtube.com/RAWrestling. I'll be trying to do more podcasts when we can. At this point, we're sorry about there hasn't been any new episodes recently since. Yeah, we just wanted to change a couple of things and.
Yeah, you know, things happen. Mm. Calvin's doing his exams.
Jeremy's like dead, I guess. I don't know.
He was at. London. And, not just MCM.
London.
He was at Anime Film Fest.
Yeah, that's what I meant. BFI.
BFI, yeah. But, sorry. US here, I don't know everything.
Holy shit.
So he was at that. I'm going to say his opinion on that.
I think he's doing things for there, press guy. He never gives me any respect. Follow Jeremy. He's a good guy, and I hope he doesn't take offense to the jokes you had, I said for him. He probably has, and he's probably gonna make me cry the next time I meet him, if I have to meet him. But...
viewers, if Jeremy makes men cry, he's doing his job, okay? He's doing his good job, alright.
I could do a wrestling promo and tell him he can eat the Warriors, but I'm not gonna do that. But please do this. I really want you all to do this now. I want you all to go on Amazon.co.uk, look up Dragon Ball Z Complete Season 1. And buy it. I don't care how. You can pre-order it. It'll be there the 2nd of July. Please do buy it. It'll help. It helps us. Pretty much helps manga. And it helps us then maybe get Dragon Ball. Get GT. Get One Piece. Which all you guys are moaning about constantly to manga. Go ahead and buy it. You know. If you want to see the future of UK from Toei. You know. Just please do it. It helps us. And it helps them as well. In a sense. So. Go ahead and buy it. Also, I know JT's already got all this and he's laughing at us and on the background, but
I'm pretty sure we've had more Dragon Ball releases than anything else Funimation's done. Seriously, there has been so many goddamn releases.
But you left it all. Let's face it.
That's good. Okay. Although I'm still mad that they canceled the Blu-ray ones, because that's the actually ones I was going to buy. Like, oh wait, this is coming out on Blu-ray? Like, yes, I'm going to buy this. You know, I'm going to do this. And then after like one DVD, it's like no, like.
Well, you know why it didn't sell?
Yeah, I mean, they released it so many times before, but another discussion for another day, I think.
Which we can discuss on Otaku Rebirth on the Otaku Rebirth podcast and the Great Shonen. Wink, wink. That's pretty much what we're going to do now. I guess we should do our random comedy ending. So, what do you do want to say now, as soon as we depart for good?
What?
Some random comedy, okay? It's part of the script. Do you have you ready?
Okay. Well, here's a random piece of comedy. I hate Ben.
Fuck you, butters. fuck it. だって悔しくて
待ちなさけなくて止まらない涙を笑いたきゃ笑え不公平すぎる